The number of domestic violence-related deaths reported in Pima County last year was 17. So far this year, 13 people have died as a result of domestic violence. A troubling increase, says Ed Mercurio Sacqua, the CEO of Emerge Center Against Domestic Abuse.
We had that kind of string of domestic violence-related murders that had occurred, including the woman who was sitting in her car and her partner or ex-partner came up and shot her in the car. There was a young adult in, I believe it was Rio Rico, who had killed his mother's abuser. And there was a couple of other, all right in the same 1 or 2 week period, about maybe a month ago now. And there, we had, you know, those questions at that time, too, of why so many. And I don't know. I don't know that there's anyone who would be able to speak to why that might be.
He says the statewide report from the Arizona Coalition Against Domestic Violence was compiled using data from law enforcement agencies, including the FBI.
It includes certainly people who are killed by their intimate partners, but it also includes people who committed suicide after having killed their intimate partner. It includes people who have been killed by the police during the law enforcement response to a domestic violence situation. It includes parents killing their children, but it also includes people who were targeted as friends or family of the victims.
Mercurio Sacqua says Emerge receives about 5,000 phone calls to its bilingual crisis hotline every year, and thousands of people go through the emergency shelter and housing program.
So the need for domestic violence services and the extent to which domestic violence exists in our community is huge.
139 people died in Arizona as a result of domestic violence last year. Mercurio Sacqua says the number in this report and many other reports represent a small fraction of what's happening in the community because domestic violence incidents are highly underreported.
There's shame, there's fear, there's all kinds of other factors at play that result in people not reaching out to either service providers such as Emerge or to law enforcement. So you can take any of these statistics, our 5,000 crisis calls a year, and that is probably just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the number of people in our community that actually are living with domestic violence and could benefit from help.
The number of males and females who died last year as a result of domestic violence was about equal. The main difference is that the majority of men in the report took their own lives, and the majority of women were murdered by a current or former intimate partner. Mercurio Sacqua says calls to the Emerge Crisis Hotline have also seen a spike recently. That doesn't necessarily mean that there is an increase in domestic violence, he says. What it could mean is that more people are reaching out to local services. For resources regarding domestic violence, go to emergecenter.org. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.